Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is unorthodox. We don't do this very often, but I have brought something for everybody here in the room. I've brought a gift.
I feel like that actually has been happening a lot lately.
Is you guys have been bringing food in.
Is it another Oreo Reese's collab?
No, I wish.
Okay. By the way,
I scoured the stores. I couldn't find any more.
I went to Lolly and Pops the other day.
Oh, candy store?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Like, I was not metaphorically a kid in a candy store. It's bad. Don't go in there if you have a sweet tooth.
Yeah.
I got a sweet tooth.
I mean, do you like cotton candy?
No.
They have cotton candy in every flavor.
Yeah.
They have cookies and cream cotton candy.
I wouldn't like that. I mean, okay, cotton candy, maximum once every 2 years at a fair or something.
There's something about cotton candy. I dated a girl post-marriage who just had a cotton candy thing. Hmm. And it was like, it was literally the key to her heart. Like,
you gotta date older women.
That was what ended it, was the court order. No, it was, but like, I could do anything wrong and just come home with like,
ooh,
Lolly and Pops, one of the weird like flavors.
Like, I don't
flavors.
Eat peanut butter or cotton candy.
No, but they had like, they just have, oh my God, they're so good flavors. Like really tropical.
Well,
and things.
Cotton, fine.
I got cookies and cream because my daughter loves cookies
ooh,
and cream. Anyway, there is sections where like they have the gummies in like the hamburger shape and yeah. the sushi shape, but there's like the Japanese area. Mm-hmm. And I was I was going to bring in, since you brought in the Oreos with the cookie and you brought in the Oreos with the peanut butter in the middle, mm-hmm. I was going to bring in the weird Japanese Kit Kats and stuff.
I've been looking at getting Swedish candy.
You know what? My hairdresser gave me that once. It wasn't very good.
No.
What's Swedish, what's Swedish candy?
I don't even know how to explain it. Maybe it was a different kind.
I don't know.
But she was like, oh, I brought this for you. It was after I lost my last job, actually. So nice. And I was just like, thanks.
I know we're supposed to be talking about something that happened in TX life, but I just want to ask this one other question. There are kiosks in the mall, and Lolly and Pops had it as well. What the F is Dubai chocolate?
It's pretty good. I've had it. So it's,
what is it? It looks green.
It is, because it's like chocolate pistachio. There's like crispy, I don't know if it's fried
it's
noodles.
It's become like a thing where like kiosks are set up, and there are guys, and they don't even like attack you. You know how the kiosk people are like, viciously attacking you, going, come here. Uh-huh. They don't do anything because people are just lined up for this crap.
Ooh.
And
I like
they
that.
Have it at Lolly and Pops now.
It's good. I like it.
I was going to bring that in too and see if anybody. It looks green. It looks weird, right?
Eric is
looking at it and like, no.
It's filled with pistachio tahini cream. I think that's how you say it.
Tahini is like basically sunflower seeds.
Okay.
No, not
and
sunflower.
It's got like
sesame seeds.
It's got crispy stuff in it too.
Like
I don't
a wafer,
know what that's.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm interested.
Anyway, so food has been the gift of late.
Yeah, lately. And this is, I always feel bad because my wife makes amazing cookies and cake, all this stuff. But we do have Erin on the show, and who is gluten-free.
I don't want that to
I know, but I just feel
anyone.
Like I'm going to bring it all in, and you would just
did
like.
Did you bring bread?
No, I didn't bring bread.
Oh, my God, because she's been baking, too.
Really good bread, too. She makes everything that will
you guys,
kill
I'm
Erin.
About to make Pop-Tarts. If I make Pop-Tarts, I'm bringing them, and I'll make them gluten-free.
You don't even have to. I don't want to be a burden. I don't want to hold you a baby
you
burden.
Are a burden.
I don't want to be one.
I don't think you're a burden. I just feel bad. I don't want you to have to
no, it
like,
is fine.
Erin, leave the room as we eat our treats. Like that.
I'll just
like
be in the corner and I'll be
please,
crying.
Please, I don't want to get in trouble. Did anybody have a Jehovah's Witness in their class growing up?
No,
but I did have an older woman who would always bring me treats.
But Jehovah's Witness can't do that. So it was like, so on birthdays, like if you brought in your treats or whatever, they'd have to leave the room. And I was just, they're just like, they'd be outside the room while we're all horking down cupcakes. And you're like, oh man. because you can't do anything worldly.
There's no
you
can only celebrate
God stuff.
I just saw a picture on the internet of a Jehovah's Witness kid because they can't wear costumes either. That's part of it. Like you can't.
Is that true?
Yeah, I've
for
heard
Halloween,
it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The friend still wanted to include him, so the friend or the Jehovah's Witness child wore just a shirt and tie, and then all his friends wore suit coats, and he was the president and the Secret Service. So then he was still like a part of their costume,
but he didn't have to dress up.
But he didn't dress up.
But everyone's playing around him.
Yeah, everyone around him is dressed up.
I know, but loophole. I don't know. Jehovah maybe saw that and was like, I don't know, you're bending some rules there.
All right, well, we'll scrap it for Feel Good Friday.
can we get back to the gifts?
No, there's
we're
no time. Oh, that's right. There's gluten.
Yes.
So he brought gluten.
Right. No.
I have my trusty Slacker Show bag here, and I have gifts for everyone, including Aaron. But there is a bit of a twist. These are fresh from the Hack Garden.
Oh.
We have.
Oh my gosh.
Some zucchinis.
That's making me blush.
Yeah. I feel like this is inappropriate.
So we've got a couple. These are pretty big. I mean, I would say
these are zucchinis.
Big. These are zucchinis.
You didn't make zucchini bread?
No, you can make them. You can do whatever you want with them. And then there's kind of a littler one.
Obviously, as a pro, I will take.
So now the bidding starts.
Okay.
Who wants which one is the question? Because two are clearly much bigger than the other. You got a little.
I'll take whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I will take the little one.
Oh, because he's alone.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay.
You can make zucchini bread with them.
I will say this. If it was because I was alone, I would take the big one.
Oh my gosh.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.